This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Man, people were losing their minds today. They were losing their minds. Now, mind you, I think in Mississippi and Alabama, they've already been back to school. I think there's a lot of places around the country where they're back to school. But in my neck of the woods, school started today. And you could tell because people were driving like crap on the streets. People were taking cuts. You didn't smell as much pot today. That was pretty remarkable. So that was interesting. In fact, I didn't smell any pot. I don't think I've smelled pot for the last 24 hours. That's how, so you can tell. City must be like, oh, my gosh. And with back to school, okay, you know, we parents are like doing the dance. We're like, I can't wait, right? I wouldn't even stop the car. You know, my kids would be in the car. I'm like, all right, you know, there's a school, yay, yay. I mean, I was like up at 4 in the morning to take them to school. They like, Mom, you know, why are you so happy? Like, oh, no, it's a good day. It's a good, good day. Happy day. You know, and then Mom, stop the car. Just go, get out. I love you, Mom. Yeah, get out. So, kids, going back to school, it's to me one of the happiest days of my life. And I love my kids. It's just, I love even more having food in my fridge. I love being able to, like, go. And if I need some milk, the milk is there. And so with the kids being at school now, I have food. So I'm really excited about that. But unfortunately, there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of, teachers. Teachers, a lot of teachers have called, either through my telemedicine or through friends. And, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I got to gear up. And school started earlier, and it's hot outside, and a lot of kids don't want to be back at school. There's a lot of separation anxiety. You know, I mean, I remember when my kids were younger, they didn't want to leave me. You know, I'm like, take the kid. Just take the kid. He'll be fine. But, I missed him. It's just I had to work. And so, you know, a lot of kids, they don't want to be around their parents. See, when I was growing up, we didn't like our parents that much. You know, and so getting away from our parents was kind of, you know, fun. And so school to me was fun because I could say I could do whatever the heck I wanted, and I got into way less trouble at school. Even though we got spanked at school, not as bad as at home. So I was like, oh, yeah, you know, let me hang out at school. I can hang out at school all day. If I come home, I got to do chores. I got to help with this. I got to do this. I got to get my butt chewed out. So the reality of it, though, is we do have a real, real stressful time, right? You know, we still have, you know, the wake of the mass shootings. And so, you know, parents are like, okay, I'm dropping my kid off. Are they going to be okay? We're going to be talking about a little later in this hour. There's a daycare where kids could sleep overnight because parents work overnight. So it's a place where kids could sleep overnight. Parents could then, you know, do their job and then be able to spend the day with their kid. Unfortunately, there was a fire, and we're hearing of casualties, and we're going to talk about that. So there's a lot of that anxiety. And then there's, you know, getting sick and the cold and the pink eye. There's been a rash of pink eye going around in the South, and I'm like, where did that come from? Well, school started. Then we're going to have the coughs and colds, and, you know. But, you know, a lot of people also forget the teachers. You know, teachers have health risks. They do a lot. You know, they got stress. They got back pain. They got bunions. They got, you know, probably PTSD. I mean, some of these kids really, really traumatized kids. You know, there was a study where the average teacher either was verbally assaulted or hit by their student. And, you know, I remember when I taught Sunday school, there were a couple kids that, you know, had behavioral issues. They never hit me, but I, as an instinct, would hit back I'm not saying I would hit a kid, but imagine going to school, you know, and telling your spouse, okay, I hope a kid doesn't hit me because what if my reflex is to hit them back? Because you can't do that. And these are the things. I'm just kind of bringing up. These are some of the things that you know, are the reality of back to school. You and I may be partying today. This might be the happiest day. We may be all going for happy hour and just, you know, mimosas and spending the day at the pool. But no, it's a real stressful time for teachers, for a lot of parents, and for kids. So my recommendation as we start to venture into the new school year, the 2019-2020 school year, which I am hoping is going to be a fantastic one, but be prepared. It is, you know, we're looking at Australia and we're looking at their flu season. And so their flu season started early. So we need to prepare to have an early flu season, which means we've got to start thinking about flu shots. Flu shots are going to come in about a month, maybe a couple weeks. The companies are really on top of it. Like, we got to get our flu shots sold. We just made a whole batch. Sell it, get it out there, get people their flu shot. So we got to start thinking about that. Make sure the kids know how to wash their hands. Make sure the kids, many of them probably went to bed, you know, last night about 2 in the morning like mine did. Okay, I'm like, guys, you got like school in like, you know, 180 minutes. So, you know, make sure they, you know, start, we should have talked about this last week, start going to bed earlier. They skip breakfast. Kids will be late for school. Mine do that all the time. They wake up. And they're like, oh, my gosh, Mom, it's 7:15. You know, I'm like, well, you know, make yourself some cereal, make yourself some egg, you know, grab some vegetables. Well, they don't do that. They just run. They'll grab a brownie or a cookie and go. Got to make sure they eat well so they study. They can, you know, handle school. And then, you know, the idea of bringing your teacher an apple, I know that's a great way to get beat up. But as a parent, if I were you and you want a good, smooth school year, okay, right? Maybe your kid getting front of the line right during the fire drill. Give your teacher, send with your student a little envelope with a little gift card. Whether it's coffee, whether it's a, I don't know, like a prescription card for Xanax, I don't know. But give your teachers a gift certificate or something first day of school because they're having a real, real rough time. In my neck of the woods, from what I understand, we're kind of short-staffed. And they're definitely underpaid. And so giving them that this way, send an envelope, so it's like, oh, my mom has a note for you. And the kid doesn't get beat up. In fact, the kid may be a hero. If the kid is giving the teacher a note, right, meaning, you know, my mom is going to beat my butt, right, if I do bad. So, all right, yeah, let's get you in trouble. So that can make him a hero. All right, guys, back to school. Don't stress it, all right? Piece of cake. 1-877, Dr. Allie. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So something I want to talk about, which is really interesting, and I never thought of this, and one of my students had brought this up. I had a post, boards party for a bunch of them because they had taking the boards, and they were tired, so I wanted to feed them and stuff and, let them just kind of relax. And I had a conversation with a couple of them, and one was really, really insightful with what they brought up. And so I want to give him credit, but I don't want to say his name in case he doesn't want his name said on air, but really, really smart person with the way he looked at this. And, he had shown me a tweet from one, I guess, a Democratic commentator, somebody who's more liberal-leaning. And I'm not exactly sure who this person was, but the person had basically said, which is a conversation that a lot of people are talking about, do we want Trump going against Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, or would it do better for the Democratic Party to have Trump go up against a woman or a minority? And so she had, I guess, tweeted on the subject, it should not be a man. We should choose somebody else other than a man. And I'm not even sure she said white man, but she said that the Democratic Party should basically, you know, choose somebody, you know, a female or of color, you know, race of non-white race or something like that. And again, I don't have the tweets, okay? But somebody else responded who apparently was Democrat as well or liberal. There's a difference there. Saying, wait a second, I belong to a party that's supposed to be progressive and is supposed to not choose or discriminate. And he was left-leaning, but he's like, to put that out there just kind of goes against the Democratic philosophy of being, colorblind, race blind. So for us to say it has to be, you know, a non-male, non-white male, push the male away, that's being discriminatory and biased, and that's not being progressive. Well, from what I heard, apparently this person seemed to get vilified and crucified rather than, I guess, you know, both of them talking it out. Apparently one, the former, started a campaign against him, whether it's a smear campaign or, again, I don't have the details. This is just a story, and whether it happened or not, it brings up a really, really interesting point on conflict resolution. And so apparently, rather than, you know, talking it out, saying, look, you know, this is what I meant, whatever, okay, you know, let bygones be bygones. From what I understand, she went after his job. Now, again, I can't confirm this, you know, but we see this all the time in the news. Somebody says something, somebody else gets offended, and rather than two people talking it out, they decide to just go outside, go third party, and accelerate and exaggerate the response. You know, the student was telling me when two kids used to play outside and they'd get into a fight, if there were no parents around, they had to work it out. They had to talk. They had to work it out. They had to figure each other out. In school, when I grew up, you know, somebody hit you, you hit them back. And now it's no. If somebody hits you, you stop, get away from them, and go to a teacher. Now, I get that. You know, we don't want kids stabbing each other with pencils and things like that. But when is that conflict resolution? When are kids learning how to, you know, make their mark or, you know, resolve conflict? How are kids learning how to resolve conflict? There's not always going to be a grown-up to go to. And this isn't just kids. These are adults. I mean, look at reviews, you know, Yelp reviews and all that. So if you don't like a restaurant or you don't like, you know, a service you had, or if you don't like a doctor's visit, rather than going to that person and saying, you know, look, I want to give you some feedback. What can we do to make this better? And then resolve it that way. People just go to Yelp. And, you know, whenever somebody's involved in a conflict, they're like, why didn't they just come to me? And, if there was, you know, an issue with their sandwich, why didn't they say something? But instead, it just goes and it gets, it blows up. And so, I'm not really sure what the answer is, but I think if we want our kids ready for this world, if we want us to be ready for this world, we're not, none of us are prepared. I'm not even prepared. I am blown away at how all the tools and skills I learned to fix a problem, you completely lose when people start going online and bad-mouthing you or, you know, destroying your character. I mean, the whole purpose of a debate in politics is, all right, these are issues. Let's talk it out. What would you do? What would you do? And yes, there's entertainment value. And yes, people can see, okay, oh, you know, JFK would have this approach. Nixon would have this approach. And people could also see that Nixon was sweating. JFK was calm and cool. So it gave people a different perspective on, you know, how their president might be. In fact, people always say that if the debate between Kennedy and Nixon wasn't televised, there's a chance Nixon would have won. But you would talk things out. You would have an opinion. Maybe you would agree to disagree. Instead, it just year after year after year becomes attacks, and then also slivers of things people say get blown up out of proportion to the point where if you make one mistake, you're done for. You know, we're going to be talking about suicide, and you know, Jeffrey Epstein had, you know, committed suicide while on suicide watch. That really makes you scratch your head on that one. Can't make this stuff up. You're like, what the hell is going on in this world? But, you know, we talk about suicide and teen suicide and young adult suicide, you know, rising. We talked about that college student where, you know, he had a sexual encounter with another student and his roommate videotaped it. Okay, I mean, completely horrified. And so he felt his only way out would be to kill himself. You know, how many of these suicides are happening because these young people or adults or whatever age feel like they're ruined? They can't recover. And, I mean, it's one thing to have a bad rumor. I mean, I remember in the 80s, you know, we were all worried about somebody saying you slept with who or, you know, giving you a bad, you know, rap and so reputation. And so, you know, and yeah, once a rumor's out there, it's hard to fix a reputation. But there are ways to, you know, quell it and squash rumors and things like that. Now, Internet is permanent. Internet is forever. Once something goes on the Internet, unless you can get that one IT person to find it and erase it or whatever, you're screwed for life. And so these kids these days and us adults are now going, well, what do I say? What can I say? What, you know? And even if you do say something, you know, where that's how you feel, well, you know, as a Democrat, you know, I feel that we should probably have a candidate, you know, that, you know, makes Trump look, you know, like he's attacking, you know, a woman or someone of color or you know, race. Even if somebody does want to say that, that then can be grabbed. It could be retweeted. It could be we call it PCR, replicated and replicated over and over again. And you can't do anything about it. So as kids are going to school, you know, I would, if parents have an opportunity to talk to, see, teachers would love to change curriculum, and they can't. Most curriculum is in administrators' hands. It's not necessarily in a teacher's hand or in a parent's hand. But I think one thing the kids are really, really missing out on is how to resolve a conflict. How to fix it. And I guess a lot of bosses, a lot of schools, a lot of administrations are like, no, 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 guys, don't handle it yourselves because you guys are going to do something wrong. You're going to say something wrong. We're going to have a lawsuit. Let us experts get involved. So there's now experts in conflict resolution. There's like supposed to be one in every business. Why can't I just talk to you? Why can't you and I fix this? You know, any person I've ever found to be a jerk to me, I've always tried to, you know, turn the other cheek, give them the benefit of the doubt, and try to, again, be friends. And it's funny how people who wronged me will see each other and will act like we're best friends. I mean, in my back of my mind, I know they screwed me over. But so I feel comfortable with conflict resolution. It's just we're not teaching that to the younger generation, and that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has been autopsied in New York City. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. Iran's foreign minister saying the United States is turning the Gulf region into a matchbox ready to ignite, telling Al Jazeera today that the region will become less and less safe as more foreign military vessels show up. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, right, who was in a New York City prison for multiple counts of sex trafficking charges, was put on suicide watch, which is supposed to be a pretty airtight system. And then we find out this weekend that he killed himself. And you're like, whoa, 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 what happened? And the story we're getting is that the guards who were supposed to be watching him were overworked. And Attorney General William Barr says there were serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation. He was appalled and angry to learn of the Metropolitan Correctional Center's failure to adequately secure this prisoner. So they say that Epstein's cell was not regularly monitored the night he was believed to have killed himself. The two guards monitoring the unit he was held in were both on overtime. He said, let me assure you that this case will continue on against anyone who was complicit with Epstein. So any co-conspirators are still going to, you know, yeah. Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice and will get it. Now, I don't know what Epstein's death would then mean in terms of, you know, other people getting in trouble. But it sure does make you scratch your head. So what is suicide watch? So suicide prevention in jails can vary. It's not just one simple protocol. But the, you know, basic logic is there. They're being watched all the time. And every correctional facility has to have this suicide prevention program. There's even psychologists, you know, sometimes there. There's an art and a choreography when it comes to them eating food, what they could wear, etc. So first and foremost, anything that they could kill themselves with are gone. So belts, ties, utensils, those are gone. And Lindsay Hayes, who's a project director for the National Center of Institutions and Alternatives, she's an expert in suicide prevention. She described two main levels of suicide watch. Oh, he did. First, he said it's called constant observation or 1:1, 1:1, which means a staff member like a correctional officer is assigned to sit outside the inmate's cell and provide continuous uninterrupted observation. But this method isn't used because that's really staff taxing, you know. If you have like 20 inmates on suicide watch, you have to have 20 additional staff where all they do is watch that person. But they may do it for those that are really suicidal. The other level of observation is called close observation. That's where somebody is checked on at 15-minute intervals. They say it's best to stagger the walks. So the first time you come around, it might be 15 minutes. The next time, 12. 10 minutes, 7. So the inmate doesn't sit there and, you know, count out and, you know, figure out how long they have. Many things like, there's no protrusions. So an inmate can't really hang himself on, like, a vent or sprinkler head or doorknob or bars on the door, towel racks, bunk beds. So usually it's a suicide-resistant room they're put into. They also, like I said, don't have ties, paper towel, even toilet paper. Even toilet paper, you can make something to kill yourself with. So sometimes these rooms don't have toilet paper. Not really sure what we would do if we went number two. No extra clothing. There's like a safety smock, which is a heavy quilted garment that kind of is impossible to hang yourself with. If it's made correctly, it can't be torn and wrapped up into a ligature where you could wrap it around your neck. And then inmates are given finger food. So no utensils with their meals. And then they're supposed to be checked on a regular basis. They say anytime an inmate is on suicide watch, qualified mental health professionals should be checking in with them on a daily basis, providing support, and determine if the suicide risk is increasing, decreasing, or if they need to be removed from suicide precaution. So how long is suicide watch? Well, it depends. Depends on what people need. For some people, it's the whole time until the trial, and then after the trial. In others, it's, oh, well, you know what, you know, for the first 72 hours. So, and suicide watch is not fun. So the average inmate who wants to be off suicide watch may learn very quickly what to say. You know, when we talk about suicide, we worry about teens saying the same thing. Oh, no, I'm fine. You know, I love life. Or, you know, I found refuge in God. You know, I would love a Bible, you know, and to read the Bible and study it. And, you know, life, this is, you know, God's plan. And it's against my religion to kill myself. There's no reason to. Thank you guys for being concerned. And I understand why you want to. And I'm, you know, I'm privileged that you're here to watch me and make sure I stay alive. But I want to live. The drive to live has always been there. So they say some BS like that. And then they wait for people to go and, you know. So they say a clinician should decide to take an inmate off suicide watch based on a number of factors. Face-to-face evaluation, a suicide assessment, clinical observations, interviews with the inmate, conversations with correctional officers, things like that. And there are trigger words. There are ways that psychologists could tell if someone's, you know, lying. But if they don't have time, if they don't have resources, right, then You know, half-assed stuff happens. So then, even after suicide watch, there's still supposed to be observation. So let's say you're like, all right, he's not going to commit suicide. As soon as you stop the watch, you don't just stop it cold turkey. So they say some officers will kind of watch you every 30 minutes. But don't do the 30-minute check if you think the inmate is still suicidal. The other thing that might be happen is if you're off suicide watch, now you may be put in a room with somebody else. So that somebody else is supposed to kind of help watch you, I guess, but that other person could actually strangle you. You could tell that other person to strangle in you. So, suicides happen in jail, unfortunately, and you know, when you have a case like Jeffrey Epstein, where, I mean, well, he's in trouble. I mean, if he was found guilty, he was in a boatload of trouble, and he was already a registered sex offender. There's a lot of people that go, I don't want to live in jail. I don't want to spend the rest of my life. I'm done. And, you know, if he watches the news, if he sees, I mean, you know, his life is ruined. And, you know, so why would an inmate, you know, take the easy way out, the weenie way out? Some of them do it for their family. All right, they're like, look, you know, my family is now going to be dragged through a trial. A lot of them do it for this reason. Family's going to be dragged through a trial. I'm not going to be found innocent. Maybe they believe they're not innocent. And if I end it now, it's done. And my family gets to move on. It puts closure to this. Now, it's heartbreaking. It really is, but it's something that, unfortunately, a lot of people think about. I mean, who was the guy that held three young girls at his house for years and raped them, and, you know, and then they were finally able to escape? And he, too. He was supposed to be on suicide watch, you know? So there's a lot of theories going on that some of the correctional officers wanted him to commit suicide, so they just, you know, oh, oops, you know, we didn't get there in time. There's, of course, been a lot of conspiracy theories that the Clintons were involved, or, you know, Trump was involved, and, you know, you start seeing memes. People really have too much time on their hands, if you ask me, way too much time on their hands. But, When you do wrong, and you and I could debate how much punishment you should get. Okay, personally, I, you know, think some people need the death penalty. I think, you know, they have no business being in our society. Other people, no, they should do their time, you know, or they should be put to, you know, good use. But, you know, when we have criminals and we... you do wrong, you know, now this day and age, you're going to be guilty until proven innocent. And so if you're guilty, that's what you face. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a 72-year-old man's dentures moved, got lodged in his throat. That's my biggest fear of having dentures later. Are they going to, like, I don't know, not poly-grip in tight and move? Apparently, they were found in his throat 8 days after he had surgery, leading to complications that forced him to later undergo an emergency procedure. So apparently he had a minor operation. He's a retired electrician, and he had this minor operation to remove a lump in his stomach. But he was wearing dentures, a metal roof plate with 3 false teeth. And usually anesthesiologists remove these. All dentures are removed. Unfortunately, when the intubation happens, it possibly loosened the teeth. I don't know how this happened. So it dislodged. And we don't exactly know, according to the BMJ case report, what hospital this happened at, and if it was in America or not. But unfortunately, 6 days after the procedure, he complained he couldn't swallow solid food. There was also blood in his mouth. Doctors reportedly were unable to determine what was causing his ailments, so gave him mouthwash, steroids, and antibiotics. Okay, this is why you do an x-ray. But he didn't improve, so he was admitted back to the hospital just 2 days later. So then they did an x-ray, and they found a semicircular object lying across his vocal cords. And you're looking, and yeah, it's a denture. Looks like that gets wrapped around the teeth, and yeah. So he had to then undergo emergency surgery to move the dentures from his throat. He spent 6 days in the hospital before he was released, and then he lost more blood. Then he needed blood transfusions because he had a tear in one of his arteries. So finally he's getting better. But the moral here is sometimes these professionals that are supposed to be very, very well trained and on it are half-assed. And so if you are about to have any sort of surgery, don't be wearing jewelry. All right, you know, because sometimes your hands could swell or your feet could swell, so any toe ring or rings take off. I mean, I like to wear my wedding ring all the time, but, you know, in case you think you're going to have swelling, and I've had to have my wedding ring cut off, I think two different times I've had to have my wedding ring cut off, so it's destroyed. So my original wedding ring, I don't have, because something happened and my hands swelled up, either a fall or trauma, and it was cut off supply to my finger. So just put in a safe or something, and then when you're done with your surgery, you can get it back. And then dentures. Don't go to the hospital with your dentures. You can't eat for 12 hours anyway before most surgery. Now they're starting to limit that, and, you know, but, yeah. But, you know, they're supposed to remind you, and sometimes they don't. You know, or they go, are you wearing any dentures? You say no. Well, just, yeah. And these things unfortunately happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another vape pen explosion happened, this time in a man's car, and he unfortunately sustained third-degree burns. Now, you know, first-degree burns is like a sunburn. Second-degree burn is when you get, like, a blister. Third-degree burn is a lot of times not painful in certain sites because the nerves are gone. I mean, it's that deep and charred. Now, this happened in the UK. His vape pen exploded while he was driving. He set himself on fire while in the car. 24 years old, he's actually a professional PGA golfer, was driving, and the new batteries in his vape pen exploded. So his clothes started to go on fire. Now, apparently, he was a smoker since the age of 15. He switched to vaping at 19, and he and his girlfriend, Molly, 25 years old, were driving home from the grocery store. They said, I heard a noise that sounded like fireworks. And then my gillet burst into flames. Remember, this is in Britain, so they have different English than we do. It's fancier English. Gillet. I'm thinking gillet means his chest or gullet or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, he has burns all over his chest. So the battery blew up, and by the time I stopped, I was engulfed in flames. Oh, my gosh. If I was his girlfriend, I'd be screaming. I'd be, like, smacking the flames out. He said, I burned through my clothes and fell down the side of my car seat. I got out, took my clothes off, and covered myself in snow. Now, this happened, I know, this happened January 21st. Yeah, I was like, no, it's not snowing right now in the UK. Thank God there was snow. And then his car went up in flames. So while waiting for emergency officials, the company watched the car, an Audi A5 burn. He was taken to Northern General Hospital in Sheffield, England, to treat a series of bad burns on his torso. Second and third degree, you see the black, it's bad. He did not want a skin graft. And, you know, he still has issues with his skin and scars and all that. But I'm looking right now at a picture of a beautiful car on fire, almost like it was attacked, you know, like in a war. And it was just a simple vape pen. So he is getting compensation from eFest. Now, eFest is the Easton company he claims made the batteries that exploded. So at least he's getting some compensation. He said, I felt like I was being burnt alive. It was the most painful thing you'd ever imagine. My clothes burnt into my chest. My skin was completely burnt. And now he's never going near a vape pen again. They're lethal. Now, we talked about how the FDA is investigating 127 reports of seizures following electronic cigarette use. But the more of these stories I hear, the less I'm going to be convinced to tell you guys that statement of, you know, vaping is safer than tobacco. I mean, when you heard of that kid where vape pen exploded in his jaw, I mean, you know, when kids would smoke cigarettes, yeah, they could light themselves on fire with them, true, but a cigarette wouldn't explode. You know, honestly, when I tell my kids not to vape, yes, I'm worried about their lungs, I'm worried about, you know, irritation on the lungs, I'm worried about nicotine addiction, but the first image that comes to my mind is my babies holding something that could explode in their face. I mean, this is some serious stuff here. And we're under the guise, and it's because, you know, the media and the campaigns that be that are trying to still show that all our smoking campaigns was the right way to go. They're kind of hesitating on, you know, being upfront about, you know, don't be sticking anything in your mouth with nicotine. We shouldn't have a tobacco, anti-tobacco campaign. We should have an anti-nicotine campaign. An anti-putting something in your mouth that's heated. An anti-don't put anything with batteries in your mouth campaign. And I'm really, really frustrated by that. Nobody wants to be honest. Nobody wants to be truthful. Same thing with the vaccines. You know, last week, I saw three people through telemedicine that looked like they had the mumps. That big swelling on one side of the face down into the neck. And, you know, some of them had kind of body aches. Some of them had, you know, fever. Some of them just kind of felt fine, but they just, whoop, had this swelling. Yet they could still make saliva. They could still eat. They could still do other things. And I'm like, this looks like mumps. And all of them have been vaccinated. So I go and get tested. Because if you do have mumps, even though you're vaccinated, the health department's got to know. You know, these campaigns say, well, we've got to vaccinate everybody. We've got to vaccinate everybody. Yes, we do. But then somebody better be honest about when these vaccines may not be cutting it so then we can make them stronger. And I am really against half-assed information being sent to the public. And I'm sorry, what you guys are being fed and dished on with these vape pens is half-assed. And I know people will say, Dr. Dahlia, it was one case of a vape pen exploding and causing an Audi to go on fire. And I don't give a crap about the Audi. What I give a crap about is that I bet there's more. I bet there's more of these issues that people have. But they don't tell them. I mean, if you were a kid, if you were a 12-year-old, and your vape pen went on fire, you'd cover that up from your parents, wouldn't you? Because you don't want them to know that you, you know, vaped. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Adam Barada, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.